Set Free Ministry team and its international ministry partners welcomes you to another edition of The Journey. Whether working in some little jungle village in South Asia or the mean city streets in South America, the Set Free team faithfully brings the message of Jesus to those in need, building churches, training pastors, working with international leaders, and securing our religious freedoms. Set Free touches others for Jesus. Whether using old-fashioned evangelistic crusades or even the newer mediums of television and the internet, we bring the message of the kingdom of heaven to those around us. And now our hosts, Dr. Dale and Terry Climie.
And we're in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12. And I'll go ahead and read that very quickly for us, and you can follow along. Also, in between verses 10 and 11, I've put in some of the Greek words that are used in verse 10, because sometimes in the English, you know, the words sound so much the same that we don't really understand what Paul is trying to tell us here. But in Ephesians chapter 6, beginning at verse 10, he says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." And back in 1980, there was a movie that came out. It was called Stir Crazy, starring Gene Wilder and Richard Pryor. How many remember that? You've never seen it? It was only 33 years ago. And so there are some people in the internet and television audience that they're too young to have seen that movie. For the rest of us, we were just too busy to watch that movie. But it was a couple of misfits just kind of blundering through life, and they were framed for a bank robbery. And they recognized that, you know, they were just a couple of puny little guys. They were getting ready to be put into a situation where they were surrounded by murderers and rapists and people of, you know, very much ill repute. And they didn't know how they were going to survive. And so they got together and they decided, we have to act like we're tough. And probably one of the funniest scenes in the movie is when they're brought into the prison and into their cell, and they're all puffed up and they're walking real bad. That's right, we're bad, we're crazy, you don't want to mess with us. And it's amazing that through the whole movie, it was their nativity. It was the fact that they weren't all that, but that they did have a pure heart and they were trying to help other people, that constantly garnered them favor and saw them through their ordeal. But I had to laugh because it is so much like what we try to do, is that we find ourselves in situations and we decide that, well, we have to bluff our way through. We have to make like we're somebody who we aren't, and hopefully we're going to get through this and not to get beat up too badly in this game of life. And Paul says, finally, when we get down here, this is getting towards the end. We only have one more lesson in the book of Ephesians. And so Paul is bringing all this together. So he's telling the Christians at Ephesus, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. He's not telling them to go out and take karate lessons. He's not telling them to go out and buy a gun and get a concealed weapons permit. He says you're going into some treacherous times. And there are some decisions that you're going to have to make. And you need, if you're going to get through this, you're going to have to be strong. But not strong in you. not strong in your abilities. He said, be strong in the Lord. And that first strong that we see there, as you see, I have it in your notes, it means to become increased with strength. This is something that is passive. We don't do it. It gets done to us. How many of you know that God is able to give you strength? How many of you have gone through the trials and tribulations of life? Trials and tribulations, problems that others you would say that there's just no way, God, I'm not going to make it. This is going to destroy me. I can't handle this on my own. But you come out the other side victorious. That's because He has increased our strength. He is the source of all strength. And then He can share some of that strength with us. And so Paul says, be strong, be strengthened. Receive that strength not in your karate lessons or kickboxing lessons or mixed martial arts lessons or whatever you do. Be strengthened in the Lord. And in the strength of His might. And again, that Greek word there is vigor. It's not just something where you've seen these muscle men where they just strike these poses and all of these big old muscles pop up. And you say, my, that person is strong. But I have a little secret for you. Those people might be strong, but they're really no good in a fight. Why is that? They're just all muscle bound. And everything that they have done has gone into increasing their strength, increasing their muscle size, but it hasn't gone into equipping them for the fight ahead. They just know how to look good. You know, there's a lot of Christians that know how to look good. Amen. You ask for them to pray, and they not only pray, they pray in the King James language. Now, how many of you know that's spiritual? Man, when you can pray in the King James language, oh, thou mighty God, we callest upon thee, or however it goes. Don't look at me, I can't pray in the King James language. You know, it may look good, but the question is, when the going gets rough, are they able to come through? And here, the word that Paul is using, this just isn't a strength. This is a vigorous strength. This is a strength that's able to accomplish something. It just doesn't pose real good. It's able to get out there and accomplish great things. You know, even in Christianity, we have a tendency to look at people and look at things and what we might put some value to in the church really doesn't have a whole lot of value in the kingdom of God. I remember one time when I was in India and I was with one of our church groups, and they brought in this one priest. And I mean, he was, you know, in his late 90s, and he was on a cane, and he was all bent over, and here I am, the bishop, and I've got all my fine robes on and everything, and they say, Bishop, we want to introduce you to Father so-and-so, and he's been in the ministry for over 70 years. And I said, this man has been serving Jesus, he's been in the ministry and fighting the good fight for 70 years? And he said, yes sir, and he's here to get your blessing. And I said, forget about getting my blessing, I got down on my knees in front of him, and I said, you tell him I want his blessing. Amen? I mean, here's somebody who has fought the fight for over 70 years. I want his blessing. He's here because he wants my blessing. Forget that. I don't have anything to offer him. He's been out there fighting that good fight for a lot longer than I've been alive, and I'm there. And it was really funny because I could hear him ask, and they're interpreting back and forth. He's saying, what am I supposed to do? And the other guy said, put your hand on his head and pray for him. Pray a blessing on him. This isn't supposed to happen in those kinds of settings. But you see, the strength, the vigorous strength of the Lord isn't in how you dress. It isn't in how you talk or how you walk or anything like that. It's how God is able to move through you. You might be a frail, two people on each side trying to get you down the jungle path, person, but you've got the power of God in your life. Amen. So Paul says, be strong in the Lord and the vigor and the strength of His might, of His forcefulness, of His strength. Who is more stronger than God? Who has more might than God? You know, I've gotten into so many discussions with people that consider themselves to be scientists, and they say, oh, Pastor Dale, you know, you've got your foolish little faith notion that the Bible tells you about how, you know, God created everything, and we of spiritual wisdom, excuse me, scientific wisdom and knowledge, we have the answer. We have the Big Bang Theory. And I say, you have the Big Bang Theory? And they said, yes. And I said, I believe in the Big Bang Theory too. And they say, you do? And I say, yeah, God said it, bang, it happened. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. And so we're strong, not in ourselves, not what we can muster up, but we're strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And then he says in verse 11, put on the full armor of God so that you'll be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And we're going to go more into this next week. But he is saying put on the full armor. There's an armor, the spiritual armor that we are to wear, because how many of you know the enemy? Satan does not want us to succeed. He doesn't want us to have a good testimony. He doesn't want us to be able to share with the folks that live here in the Grand. He doesn't want us to be able to show them a life that is better than the mere existence than they have now. And so the devil is scheming against us. But that's all right. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you, that's Jesus, than he who is in the world. Amen? It is a useless fight, because in the end, our God wins. But what I really wanted to get down to today is verse 12. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood. How many of you have met people going up and down the hallways, going out to the bank, going to the store, or whatever, and they are just so contrary that in the back of your mind, you're thinking, you know what this person really needs is a good knock upside the head. Have you ever thought that? Pastor is the only one in this whole room that has ever thought that. Okay, there you go. I'm getting some people beginning to agree with me. All right. And see, that is Satan's greatest trick, to get us mad at people. People are not our enemy. Paul says we don't battle with flesh and blood. What we need to recognize is that Satan is firmly entrenched. And he's entrenched at every level. When you go through here against rulers, against powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places, what is actually happening here is we're seeing an escalation of demonic power. Just a local, maybe the private in the military, and then you see a larger area, maybe the sergeant in, you know, then you see a much larger area, the captain or the colonel, and then the spiritual wickedness in high places or in the spiritual realms, and that's the generals and all that. We need to see that Satan is firmly entrenched, and he's not going to give up easily. You know, during World War II, we recognized that if we were going to be successful against the country that attacked us, and that was Japan, if we were going to be successful against Japan, that we had to establish an air base close to Japan. Being able to fly our long-range bomber, well, we just couldn't make it without an air base close to Japan. And so we started working first with the Philippines and then with Okinawa, and the Japanese were there. And they weren't saying, oh, you want this island? Sure, come on ahead. We'll leave peacefully. No, they put up a fight, didn't they? Okay, how many served in the Pacific Theater in World War II? We have anybody that served in the Pacific Theater? Bob? Okay. And so you know that, you know, they didn't say, oh, you're bigger than us and whatever. Here, we're just going to jump in the boat and go back to Japan. No, they fought. And you see, it's the same way in this world. Satan has all of these folks out here exactly where he wants them, lost in their sin. Amen? And we have been put here as the city, the shining city on a hillside, to show them the light. And Satan doesn't want that to happen. He wants to keep these people fat, happy, stupid, and lost. They think that they have it all under control, and they don't realize that they are walking down that broad path, the Bible says, that leads to destruction. And so when we go out there, and just by our very existence, we are a threat to the enemy. Because who knows, at any time we might be able to share God's love with somebody and snatch that person out of the kingdom of darkness and bring them in the kingdom of light. And so the enemy is not happy with us. And we recognize that we're going to go through things in this life. Sometimes we go through things simply because this is a fallen world. I don't blame Terry's medical problems on Satan. We live in a fallen world. Amen? And sometimes bad things happen to good people. Other times there are. We have seen, you know, obvious attacks from the enemy. But in either case, we can always go back to verse 9 of Psalm 25. All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness. Amen? It doesn't matter what we're going through. He is always faithfully there. You know, there was a comedian that I was flipping through the channels and caught one part of her stand-up, and she was making fun of Christianity. She was saying that she had the chance to meet God, and God was a woman about 45 years old, and then this comedian started referring to the poem about footsteps in the sand. Remember that? That poem? And so the comedian asks her, God, why in the worst times of my life did I see only one set of footprints in the sand? And so her God responds to her, because during that time, I climbed up on your back. I was riding on your shoulders. And the audience just howled. They thought that was so funny. I praise God that in the worst times of my life, it's our God who lifts us up. Amen, and carries us through to the other side. Amen? So, yeah, even in our 70s and 80s and 90s, there's a fight to fight, a battle that has to be won. But we don't take it out against flesh and blood. We just continually and faithfully walk with our God and share His love with everyone we meet. Amen?
Morning comes, right, another day, God. Time doesn't wait, it doesn't stay. You have a choice you must make, how will you face it all? Life just winds like a mountain road, sometimes yes and sometimes no. Good or bad, nobody knows, will you choose to stand or fall? Just when you choose to take it on, the waves stop and the sea goes calm. You lie down to rest your mind, here comes the rain, yeah, welcome to the journey.